you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
Sirens scream for, why all the crowd? What do the lights all gleam for? Horns toot out loud. Traffic is so terrific, mobs making noise near the old Pacific. Girls, tell their boys, come and wear your white tie. It's the right tie for tonight. I meet you at that noisy girls' end. Minks and sables, wine with labels, Garbo Gables greet you. Taxi, send us to a tremendous Hollywood party. All the girls wear ermine coats they got from men. Tomorrow they must give them back again. Let the laughter spring out, music ring out, Satan sing out, hotcha at that crashing, furniture smashing Hollywood party.
Hollywood party.
Hollywood party, get up, get out, get in it. Hollywood party, nobody sleeps tonight. Bring along your girl, go home with someone else's. Forget about your girl, she's gonna do all right. We'll be kicking our heels up till the rooster is crowing. Bring the automobiles up, everybody is going. Hollywood party, going a mile a minute. Hollywood party! Nobody sleeps tonight! Da 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 da.
Dun, 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 dun. That was Bobby Short, of course. Who else could kick us off with such ebullience and grace? He's having a Hollywood party, and we are too. Greetings, listeners. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the sunshiny, lovely hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that was a Hollywood party, of course. It summed up everything that you expected from Tinseltown in the early 1930s when that song was written by Rodgers and Hart for a movie called, shockingly, Hollywood Party. Today's episode is one long Hollywood party called Hollywood or Bust. And traditionally now, over the last few years, in August, I've done an all-Hollywood show, usually with movie themes from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s on. But today we'll get a little more traditional. These are the songs written by the greatest Broadway composers who went on the Super Chief and changed and got off the train in Pasadena and decided for, I don't know, 3 months, 3 years, the rest of their careers, to have a contract in Hollywood. So these are songs written specifically for original movies in Hollywood by the greats. And we heard one by Rodgers and Hart. Now, of course, in 1927, when the jazz singer came along and all of a sudden you could do movies with sound and dancing and jokes, whatever, they wanted all these great Broadway guys to come out and write for them. And it was the Depression. So by 1930 or so, they all pretty much came out. And Rodgers and Hart went out eagerly. They had a lousy time in Hollywood. But here is a lovely song they wrote for a Bing Crosby movie called Mississippi, and a song that's very easy to remember.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you, I know it's over, and yet. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you, I know it's over, and yet. Easy to remember, oh, so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Little moment is clear before me, though it brings me regret. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget.
Big hit for Bing Crosby, Rodgers and Hart. Well, everybody else followed along one way or the other. The pioneer was probably Irving Berlin, as he was indeed a pioneer in most things, and he created this wonderful score for an early sound film called Reaching for the Moon. And he got there and he found out actually that they kind of cut all of his music, and it was a pretty embittering experience for Berlin, but it did leave a lovely song recorded later in the 1950s by Ella Fitzgerald.
The moon and you appear to be so near and yet so far from me, and here am I on a night in June reaching for the moon. song of love is incomplete. I'm just the words looking for the tune, reaching for the moon and you. My technique can't be wrong. I learned it from the screen. I hope you like it. I studied all the rhymes that all the lovers sing. Then just for you, I wrote this little thing. Blah, 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 moon. Blah, 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 above. Blah, 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 croon. Blah. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, merry month of May. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, neath the clouds of gray. Blah, 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 your hair. Blah, 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 your eyes. Blah, 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 care. Blah, 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 skies. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la, cottage for two. Blah, 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 blah. Darling, with you.
Chris Connor with an incredibly charming song by the Gershwin Brothers. It was written for an early film in 1931 called Delicious, or Delicious, depending on how you interpret one of the songs from the show. It had a great sort of Manhattan Rhapsody in it, a sequence at the end that Gershwin wrote. And the Gershwin Brothers actually kind of liked Hollywood. It was a place that Ira actually eventually retired to for most of his life, and a place that George Gershwin, with all his perfectionist skills, actually kind of enjoyed changing it up a little bit. Well, one of the songs that became a standard is written for a movie musical with Gene Kelly and Rita Hayworth. Not a great musical called Cover Girl, but a great song. And Jerome Kern is another composer who went to Hollywood and really, really liked it. He stayed there pretty much until he went back to New York in the mid-40s and passed away. But he lived in Hollywood and he liked it. And after George Gershwin passed away, he teamed up with Ira Gershwin to give us one of the top 10 most beautiful American standards ever written. And here is Joe Stafford to sing it for us. Hear that song and you may say, gee, what show is that from? Well, it's not from a show, it's from a movie. Cover Girl, but it sounds like it was from a show because it's Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin working at their relative pinnacles of talent. Well, Oscar Hammerstein II you think of as the ultimate theater guy, but he, of course, also went to Hollywood during the golden age, as it were, and churned out some incredible songs in terms of his repertoire that have nothing to do with Richard Rodgers. When I Grow Too Old to Dream, Folks Who Live on the Hill, and Love in Vain, last two also by Kern. Here is a song that he wrote with Harry Ruby that was intended to go into the Marx Brothers musical movie, A Night at the Opera, and it never made it, and it was used in the 50s for another movie with Mickey Rooney, and Louis Armstrong took it up. So, a wonderful song written for the movies with lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. Who knew? Louis Armstrong did.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on in my imagination. We'll thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this. A kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me. And my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part. A kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Oh, give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on. Imagination will make that moment live. Oh, give me what you alone can give. I kiss the build a dream on.
As restless as a willow in a windstorm, I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Well, there's Oscar Hammerstein again. This time writing lyrics with Richard Rodgers, his new partner, in 1944 for State Fair, a great song written directly for the movies that won an Oscar. And that's what we're looking at today, folks, on our episode Hollywood or Bust, those great Broadway composers who traveled to the West Coast to Tinseltown to write original musicals for the screen. Well, Frank Lesser was one of the recipients, I guess, beneficiaries of the Rodgers and Hammerstein more complicated book musical in the 1940s. And even though he wrote a lot of screen musicals and a lot of songs and lyrics, and sometimes just lyrics for Hollywood films in the late 30s, early 40s, he came back with an original book film for Danny Kaye called Hans Christian Andersen. And here's a beautiful song that Frank Lesser wrote for that movie.
Was oh such a soft caress of love it gently told, and in her smile was the tenderness I may never more
if I make love to you. Since the dear day of our meeting, I've wanted to tell you all I long to do. Dawn is nearing, time is fleeting. Mind if I make love to you? If you let me, I'll endeavor to persuade you I'm your party for two. And from then on, you will.
No one minds at all, Frank. That, of course, is Frank Sinatra from the 1957 High Society, which was written by Cole Porter. I mean, he was the perfect person to adapt Philip Barry's The Philadelphia Story for movies. And Cole Porter also went back and forth from Hollywood to New York. He rather liked Hollywood, again, unlike so much of the legend of people hating Hollywood. He enjoyed it. And he had a great big swimming pool on Rockingham Place Road, and up the block from actually where O.J. Simpson lives. Strange continuum of life. Anyway, well, we sort of think, well, maybe that whole era ended in the 50s. It didn't at all. Lerner and Lowe became so successful from My Fair Lady that they were brought by MGM to write another original score, in many ways as nearly as good as My Fair Lady. Nothing could be quite as good as My Fair Lady, called Gigi, which swept up almost every Oscar that year, 58, 59, I think. Anyway, here is Leslie Caron, who is dubbed in the movie by Betty Wand. I think it's Betty Wand. But here she is herself with Andre Previn at the piano with a lovely Lerner and Lowe song, slightly recycled from My Fair Lady, but finding a happy home in Gigi.
Every prayer that you can spare to get me by. Say a prayer, and while you're praying, keep on saying, she's much too young to die. Unto your Waterloo whispers my heart, pray I'll be Wellington, not Bonaparte. Oh, say a prayer for me this evening. Bow your head and please stay on your knees
tonight. Prince, from who knows where? Was it a star? Was it a prayer? With every smile, you clear the air so I can see. Oh, little prince, don't take your smile away from me. When you came, my day was done, and then your laugh turned on the sun. Oh, little prince, now to my wonder and surprise, all the hopes and dreams I lived among when this heart of mine was wise and young, shine for me again, little prince, in your eyes. Little prince, don't take your smile away from me. When you came, my day was done, and then your laugh turned on the sun. Oh, little prince, now to my wonder and surprise, all the hopes and dreams I lived among when this heart of mine was wise and young, shine for me again, little prince, in your
beautiful song by Lerner and Lowe for the film of The Little Prince, sung by Richard Kiley. Again, a Broadway guy who managed to get the lead in that movie. Good for him. Well, even into the 60s and 70s, they were bringing Broadway people in to write good themes and good scores and good music for Hollywood films. Charles Strauss and Lee Adams are two of my favorite songwriting teams, of course. Superman and Golden Boy and Applause and Bye Bye Birdie. And Strauss had a big hand in a movie called The Night They Raided Minsky's, about burlesque in New York at the turn of the century, etc. And they wrote a nice little theme, which didn't really get off the ground. But here is Robert Goulet, to sing a Strauss-Adams song, which we'll always enjoy hearing them.
Wait for me, time be slow, there is so much to see, make it last, don't go fast, for I'm aching to touch every flower and tree, love is here. Make it stay. We just can't let this joy slip away. Go a little slower, yet a little slower. Give me all the soft summer days, music and play. Voices so warm in my ear, slow and that soon disappear. Too soon they're gone. But time, you never look, you just move on. You just move on. Time, be slow, for I know every moment in love matters so, and it goes by so fast, and there's so much to savor and see. Wait for me, wait for me, wait.
Secret gorgeous.
Wow, how lucky can you get with a song written by Kander and Ebb specifically for Barbara Streisand in the movie Funny Lady, which was a somewhat misbegotten sequel to Funny Girl. It's sort of hard to find. I think there's a kind of rights issue, but what a great song that is. And Kander and Ebb wrote some great tunes specifically for that movie. I remember growing up, it was an Alexander's department store commercial after a while. Well. Well, again, even into the 70s, they were bringing Broadway people out. Here's an interesting, if somewhat unlikely, match. Cy Coleman, fabulous composer, and Sheldon Harnick, one of our most beloved lyricists, teamed up to write the theme from The Heartbreak Kid. And the rendition didn't get any airplay from the 70s. It's got a wonderful 70s kind of bop to it, but hard to find. So here is Kate Baldwin from her tribute album to Sheldon Harnick to sing this interesting song, You're Going Far, Cy Coleman, Sheldon Harnick.
Yes, I know, goodbye for now. How long, a year, a day? Yes, I love you. Yes, you're with me here now, next to me. Away. and I'll see you when I see you. Fine, okay. Goodbye for now again. Goodbye until. That's what we said we'd be, had leave to come and go. You as well as I somehow reach along, makes it worth goodbye for now.
Beautiful rendition of a song by Stephen Sondheim for the movie Reds by Steve Ross, who not only sings it so poignantly, but of course plays it as well. Well, today we looked at songs in the Hollywood or Bust category, a really interesting portmanteau of songs written by Broadway composers when they were brought over to create original material for Hollywood. Of course, many, many musicals that they wrote for Broadway, when they were filmed, there is additional material written for. Richard Rodgers wrote music and lyrics for two songs for The Sound of Music, and Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice wrote additional music for Vida. Sondheim wrote additional music for A Little Night Music, great song called The Glamorous Life. But today we're looking at their individual contributions to original Hollywood material. And it's a kind of interesting up and down. Rodgers worked under a Hollywood contract for 3.5-4 years with Larry Hart. It was the middle of the Depression. It was grim and gritty in New York, and it was lovely and sunny, and they threw money around like confetti in Hollywood. But one day he was sitting around the pool, he said, and he picked up a New York paper that had been delivered to him, and it said, "Whatever happened to Rodgers and Hart?" And he knew at that moment he had to pack his bags and drag Larry Hart back to New York. "I've Got to Get Back to New York," a song that they wrote for Al Jolson in Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, sums up their feelings. And he didn't really go back much to Hollywood, preferred the creative control in New York, but not everybody felt the same way. So interesting mosaic we got to listen to today. Well, as I said, you could put on one category the Richard Rodgers and the Oscar Hammersteins. He hated Hollywood. And then there were people like Jerome Kern and Cole Porter and Ira Gershwin who really loved it and liked staying there, and they enjoyed it. So towards the end of his all-too-brief life, George Gershwin was under contract by Samuel Goldwyn with his brother to write a song for the Goldwyn Follies. And unfortunately, he passed away before he completely finished this next number. And Ira wrote the lyrics clearly out of a deep feeling for his brother, and drafted an Oscar Levant and Vernon Duke to sort of help him get that. But again, here is a timeless standard created, what shall we say, with Broadway know-how for Hollywood producers and machers and heavyweights, but it endures, as does our love for Gershwin and all these guys. Here is Nat King Cole, whose centennial we are celebrating this year. So let's hear a little more Nat King Cole as the year goes on. Anyway, a beautiful song, not called Our Love Is Here to Stay, but technically called Love Is Here to Stay, as is our deep appreciation for the music of Broadway, whether it's on Broadway or Main Street or Hollywood Boulevard.
It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. May crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
Is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.